Scriptures this morning are from three different scriptures. First will be Deuteronomy 1, 29 to 31, can be found in your pew Bible on page 135. But I said to you, don't be terrified. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God is going before you. He will fight for you just as he fought for you in Egypt while you watched, and as you saw him do in the desert. Throughout your entire journey, until you reach this very place, the Lord your God has carried you just as a parent carries a child. Second reading is Ephesians 6, verse 4, page 895. As for parents, don't provoke your children to anger, but raise them with discipline and instruction about the Lord. And the third reading is John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Okay, and so I get the honor and the privilege of introducing our speaker this morning. And so, in my life, she is the most amazing woman in the world, and she is the greatest mother in the world to our daughter Lily and our child on the way as well. And so it is with great joy and pleasure that I welcome my wife, Amber Penuel, to come and to share the message today. Let's pray for Amber together.
Yes, please do.
Most holy and gracious God, I just ask you to just send an outpouring of your Holy Spirit in and through Amber. Lord, we ask that these words that you've laid upon her heart, Lord, may they just change and transform lives. Lord, that you might use them to share your great love in this place. And so, Lord, just ease any anxiety or fear in her heart. And Lord, just let her speak in and through you. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Okay, you guys are going to have to bear with me. I really do not like speaking in front of big crowds, so just makes me nervous. So, okay, first of all, I just want to tell everybody happy Father's Day that's here today. Today, I'm going to talk about two types of fathers. I'm going to talk about our earthly and our heavenly father. But first, I'm going to start out by sharing, by a show of hands, does anyone know how Father's Day came into existence? Yeah, okay. Well, since no one raised their hands, this is good. I'll share just a little brief history. So Father's Day originated in Spokane, Washington at the YMCA in 1910 by a woman named Sonora Dodd. Sonora wanted to honor her father, who was a Civil War veteran and a father of six children. She presented the idea of having Father's Day to her pastor after hearing a Mother's Day sermon. Local clergymen, they liked the idea and they initiated Father's Day into their sermons, and that began in 1910. Well, Sonora went on to study at the Art Institute in Chicago, and the celebration faded. And once she returned, she presented the idea again, and she raised awareness at a national level. Americans actually balked at the idea of having Father's Day, as, you know, for several decades due to Hallmark being commercialized as Mother's Day was. President Wilson wanted to make Father's Day a holiday, and also Calvin Coolidge and recommended that we observe Father's Day, but they were both unsuccessful at their attempts. And in 1957, Senator Margaret Smith wrote a proposal to alert Congress stating that fathers have been ignored for 40 years while mothers have been celebrated. And during 1966, President Lyndon Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation honoring fathers and designated the day as the third Sunday in June for the holiday. And then still, Finally, after 6 years, President Nixon signed the holiday into law in 1972. So it took quite a while to honor you guys. It's crazy. Our scripture tells us the importance of honoring our parents. It's found in the Ten Commandments that we are to honor thy father and thy mother. It tells us in Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. As Paul mentions here in Ephesians, the commandment of honoring our father and mother come with a promise. If we take the time to honor our parents, it will help us to live a long life and will help us to have peace and prosperity. It is a good and rightful thing to do to honor our parents who have given us life and who have raised us into the people that we are today. Lastly, this passage also has a petition to all fathers. Fathers are not to exasperate their children. Instead, they are to bring them up to know the instruction of our Heavenly Father. It is up to parents to make sure they raise their children to know the commands of God and to know their Jesus, to know the Lord as their Jesus Christ and Savior. So, how do we celebrate Father's Day? I think families have come up with a bunch of different traditions over the years. Maybe you may buy a card, a gift, go out to eat like we are going to do today. Offer acts of service, such as maybe helping with yard work or doing a project, or simply just spending quality time together, which is one of the most important ones, I think. Honoring our fathers is such an important thing to do. It's a simple way to just give thanks to the men who play important roles in our lives. When I think of Father's Day, a number of names come to my mind, such as our Heavenly Father, biological fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, adoptive fathers, and people who may have no relationship or no relation to a child, but instead they still play a fatherly role. Growing up and still remains true to this day, my biological father played a smaller role in my life compared to my stepfather. As an adolescent, I had difficulty allowing another man to play a fatherly role in my life other than my biological father. And my stepfather and I often butted heads because we were much alike. And as a late teen and young adult, I began to welcome my stepfather into that role as a father in my life. The one constant I had and still have today is not only my Heavenly Father, but my stepfather. Dan, who I call Daddy, is who I honor on this Father's Day and will be forever grateful for the love and support that he's given to both my mother and I. He served as a provider and a protector in our lives, and he has continued to expand his role over the years. I also have another father figure that entered into my life on our wedding day. My father-in-law, Papa Jim right here, he gladly welcomed me into the family and told me he was happy to have another daughter. These words filled my heart with joy. I am grateful to have Papa Jim in my life, for he's one of the most patient and loving men that I know. Speaking of fathers, I dare not have a sermon, right, without mentioning my husband. I would be in great trouble. No, I wouldn't. I just will speak briefly on the role that my husband plays in our daughter's life. He has all the qualities that I searched for in a man for, like, years. He's a provider, a nurturer, and a teacher. He is supportive, comical. I know some of you have heard his corny jokes. We just kind of laugh and roll our eyes. Loving, patient, and giving. Most importantly, he loves our Lord. I believe he learned these qualities from the behavior his father modeled in the home growing up. But Jim chose to implement these qualities in his own personal life. While some of us have or have had earthly roles, it's hard when it's your kid to pay attention. No, it's fine. While some of us have or have had earthly fathers play a role in our lives, Some of us have not. But one thing that we have, all of us have in common, is that we have a Heavenly Father. What is the love like of a Heavenly Father? What kind of fatherly role does God play in our lives? I think we should look at a few scriptures to help us understand this role. So the first passage comes from Deuteronomy 1, 29 to 31. To give you some context about this passage, throughout the Israelites' journey in the wilderness, they were constantly complaining to Moses and also to God. Even though God saw fit to deliver the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, they were facing many hardships on their journey. As a result of everything they were going through, and all the grumbling and complaining, God tried to comfort them through the following words. "Then I said to you, do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you, as he did for you in Egypt, before your very eye, and in the wilderness. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a father carries his son. All the way you went until you reached this place." These words, I think, speak to some of the fatherly qualities that God has. The first is that our Father, he wants to comfort us in the time of fear. Fathers can be good for, like, killing big hairy spiders and looking for monsters under the bed and just really helping us through difficult times. And he wants to reassure us and help us through everything that makes us afraid. And through all the ups and downs that we encounter in life, our Father God is with us. Secondly, this passage talks about the fact that our Heavenly Father, he goes before us and he will fight for us. God will help us to fight these battles in life that we find most difficult. Just like a father helps to protect a child from bullies and those things that can do harm to us, our Heavenly Father seeks to do the same thing. Lastly, this passage promises that God will carry us just as a father carries his son. So Pastor Jim reminded me of a poem that would be relevant to today's sermon. It's a powerful poem that probably many of you know called Footprints, but I'm going to read it in case there's anyone that is unfamiliar. Here are the words. And if you could close your eyes while I read this, so you can try to picture it. "One night, I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky, flashes, scenes from my life. From each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever during your trials and testings. When you only saw one footprint, set of footprints, it was then I carried you." Okay, you can open your eyes. Our Heavenly Father keeps this promise found in Deuteronomy 1:31. He carries us just as a father carries his son. When we go through some of the most difficult times in our life, who can we lean on? Our Heavenly Father. The amazing thing about God is this. His love doesn't end there. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much that he was willing to give the thing that meant the most to him, the most near and dear thing in the world. John 3:16-17 reminds us of the important truth. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." So just how much does our Heavenly Father love us? He loves us so much that he was willing to send his one and only Son to die on the cross to save us from our sins. Our Heavenly Father made the ultimate sacrifice for our sake. He sent his son to die so that all his children would be saved. This sacrificial gift and act has given us the gift of washing away our sins and has given us eternal life. It's the greatest gift I think a father could ever give his children. It's freely given. And because of our Heavenly Father's deep love, all of our sins are washed away. There is nothing separating us from God. The gift is ours, and there is nothing we have to do to earn it. If we ask for this gift, it's ours. There's no strings attached. It's my hope and prayer that if you have not already accepted this gift, that you will today. Pastor Jim is more than happy to walk by your side and assist you in doing this. So today, we honor our earthly fathers and our heavenly father. We honor not only biological fathers, but all of those people who have made a role in our life, played a role in our life. I thank you, Lord, for all these amazing men here today. But also, we must not forget to honor our heavenly father, our father who loves us, protects us, fights for us, walks beside us, carries us, and sacrificed his one and only son to save us from our sins. Our Heavenly Father is worthy of our joy, our love, and our praise. But let this day serve as a remembrance to honor our fathers. But let's strive to honor our fathers and our Heavenly Father every day. Thank you.